Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Would you pass the last hour audits, Gugu?
Easily.
Okay. So, we're headed towards the holidays. I'm obviously from KZN. I love Durban. But over the last 2 years, Durban tourism has taken a slump. The beaches are uninhabitable. Things are just not good. This year, however, as you'll have heard even from our live reads, it's looking quite different.
Looking a lot more different, and there's a lot of investment that's being pumped into the Eteguini municipality. Now, they've taken a very strong stance to make sure that they are able to attract a lot more revelers as well as participants to actually continue going down to Durban. And this comes on the back of several upgrades that they're implementing. So for anyone who's familiar with Joe Cool's, used to be a very popular spot on Marine Parade, they're actually looking to get a revamp. And so far, they've awarded it long-term lease and redevelopment rights to a company called Imbusa. Now, this is a company that has a engineering background and essentially will participate in revamping Joe Cool's as a prominent feature of the Marine Parade at a cost of around 75 million rand. Now, for many South Africans who'd be familiar with brands like Famous Brands, they typically have the likes of Milky Lane, Debonairs and others that actually will feature there. They're also looking to introduce a new Mug and Bean to ensure that they are able to attract a lot more travelers to that destination. What also piqued my interest about this particular story here, Sizwe, is the fact that it's right across the spectrum. We spoke to Marcel van Olock, who's the CEO of Southern Sun just over a week ago on Kaya Biz on the back of the company's results. And there he mentioned that they are looking to spend about a billion rand in upgrading some of the hotels on the Durban beachfront. Next time you see the Elangeni or Maharani hotels, they've essentially had a lease on those properties through the Eteguini municipality for years. And right now, they're the only ones who have submitted a tender to actually participate in upgrading the hotels. Now, bear in mind that whilst we're moving into the December season, you might see minimal construction at the moment. Much of it is anticipated to pick up from about Easter next year. So from there, we should actually see a hive of activity begin as these nodes and parts of Durban, which were really prominent in driving tourism, will certainly see a relift, revamp, and a significant amount of reinvestment taking place there.
Now, speaking of investment, Moody's has actually affirmed SA's credit rating, but at the same time, our GDP numbers were not looking too good yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That third quarter GDP print actually declined by 0.3%. A majority of the pain was actually felt in the agricultural space. It declined by just shy of 30%. Now, that's largely on the back of changes in weather conditions. Harsh drought conditions impacted our production output, largely in provinces like the Free State, parts of KZN, and of course, if we include the Western Cape. So that is a bugbear. And having spoken to one of the representatives from Stats SA last night on Kaya Biz, they did allude to the fact that, well, we still have to see what happens, I guess, with the weather conditions, but it is going to be a pain point. On the fact of Moody's, though, this does come as good news and really is in line with what S&P, another global ratings agency, had alluded to just over a month ago, that they've affirmed South Africa's credit rating. So with Moody's in particular, they highlight that we keep our BA2 rating, which essentially keeps things stable, but they are a lot more optimistic on the outlook. Three reasons have been attributed to this positive turn, and that's largely the outcomes of the elections this year and the coalition government that we see with the formation of the Government of National Unity. They highlight that our interest rates declining and seeing cuts also provides a level of stability and flexibility within our financial systems. But, of course, reduced power cuts also contribute to sustainability in terms of some growth that we can see in key markets in our economy. Interesting theme, though, is that even with the reduction in load shedding, it might contribute well to sectors like mining and manufacturing, but ultimately those sectors within themselves, given the fact that they did have additional power capacity, do need to see improvements in their productivity and their output. That is still what we need to see to actually contribute to an uptick in economic performance. Yeah. If not, then I guess you and I as consumers just need to keep on spending because we are consumption-led economies. So hopefully on the back of Black Friday and this festive season, our fourth quarter GDP print might look slightly better.
And hopefully you get the rains because they've been delayed this year. The sooner they come, the sooner the agricultural industry is going to pick up. What are the markets looking like?
100%. Well, a farmer's prayer is definitely necessary there. On the markets, yesterday was a very flat day for the All Share Index. 85,818 points is where we closed off at. Currency-wise, we had 18.11 to the US dollar, 22.97 to the British pound, and now 19.04 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.